Now, As I Am is launching a new autism employment program at the Rose Hotel this afternoon between 3 and 5pm. Local employers can attend to see if they're interested in signing up to the initiative and the benefits of hiring somebody who has autism to be part of your working team. The CEO of As I Am is Adam Harris, and I spoke to him, I caught up with him yesterday, early yesterday, to talk to him about the meeting and about what they're trying to achieve.
Well, thank you for having me on, Gerry. And I think, as you know, at the moment, I think lots of businesses around the country are really struggling to get the talent that they need. And within the autism community, we have a cohort of people with lots of different talents, abilities and skills who really want to work, but who often face challenges to access the workforce. So we know that 85% of autistic people are unemployed or underemployed. And there's a variety of reasons for that. We know that many people who are autistic who live outside of the large city can find it hard to travel to workplaces because using public transport can be overwhelming. We know for some autistic people, going to work takes a lot of energy, so maybe part-time work somewhere local is more achievable than a full-time job travelling a long distance. So As I Am and Specialist are an organisation set up to support autistic and neurodivergent people into employment. And As I Am, which is Ireland's national autism charity, we've teamed up to try and, I suppose, turn the tide on this issue. And we really know that work is a human right. We know that our community is ready to work. And what we're really just trying to do is connect businesses with talent that can do the jobs that they need. This isn't about charity. It's actually about matching people. Because what we know is autistic people want to work but often don't know how to get a job or don't know where to start. And at the same time, what we know is that often businesses want to hire autistic people, want to be inclusive, but are worried about getting it wrong. So over the next 12 months, we've selected Tridi to be a national pilot for our autism employment program. And what we're going to be doing is providing wraparound support to businesses to help them recruit local autistic people into their workforce. And what that will look like is us delivering training, us identifying and supporting local candidates into work, and critically us working with existing organisations on the ground in Kerry to upskill them and train them so that in 12 months' time we have a sustainable model of employment for autistic people in Tralee and Kerry.
And from that meeting and that pilot programme, you're going to be working with employers, because one of the first things that they would say, or someone might say if they don't know or don't know what's involved, or they feel this might be difficult, how will I put the procedures in place to enable me to hire someone with autism? What will I have to, training will I have to provide to their co-workers and staff to recognise, you know, that they're part of the team, and any issues they may have as employees different from others?
Absolutely. So I think there's a few things here. So we're having a meeting at the Rose Hotel in Tralee. We'd love as many employers as possible to come along. It's on at 3pm. And what I think is the main message that I think is important is that a lot of the reasons why employers aren't already more active in this space is genuinely not knowing where to start or fear of getting it wrong. What I think businesses will be interested to learn at the meeting is often the sorts of accommodations we're looking for are very, very small. It may be, for example, that instead of interviewing somebody, you meet them one-to-one in a less formal setting where they're more relaxed and can maybe better communicate what their skills are and why they'd want to work. It might be that some autistic people might need to have a movement break every once in a while just to self-regulate and to continue to be able to concentrate. It may be that for some autistic people that the person might be more comfortable in a backroom role as opposed to a customer-facing role. It would be different for every person because every autistic person is different. But the sorts of accommodations we're talking about are very small. They're probably accommodations that would benefit all employees, and critically, they don't cost anything. The other important message to say is there's a whole suite of actually supports in place for employers who want to go on this journey. Obviously, over the course of the programme, we'll be delivering training to employers. We'll be there to support candidates as they begin to work and are onboarded into the company, so employers will have that support free of charge from our organisation. But as well as that, for example, there's things like the wage subsidy scheme that's available for the business from the government, in which businesses are able to avail of actually a certain amount of cash back for every disabled person that they employ. So there is incentives there, critically there's support there, and most importantly of all, there's talent that can do the job there. So we think this is a really good proposition for business. And what we'd say is, if you're unsure, if you're thinking about dipping your toe in the water, you've nothing to do to come along, hear what it's all about, and to think about getting involved.
Okay. And that encouragement, do you think it will be taken up by employers? We've seen some companies, even in the last couple of years, become much more aware of customers with autism. We see the major retailers and supermarkets who have apportioned times during the week where it's more autism friendly to turn down the lights, to turn off the sound systems. That sort of openness, do you think that will come true to hiring or looking at hiring people with autism?
Absolutely. We did a report with Irish Jobs last year called Autism in the Workplace. And what it actually found was the vast majority of employers thought an autistic person could add value to their workplace, because we know as well as like everybody else having talents and abilities, autistic people think in a very different way, and that can really add a lot to a team. The reality on the ground, though, is maybe only a third of the employers we spoke to had actually hired anybody. So it's about bridging that knowledge gap. What is important to remember is, when we're talking about autism, about 3.3% of children in the school system now have a diagnosis of autism. So everybody knows friends, family, people in the community who are autistic. There's still a stigma, unfortunately, and what we really need to do is, as we're seeing a generation of autistic people grow up, is we need to get away, I suppose, from our fear. We need to see this as just another form of diversity within the community. And I think it's really important for businesses to reflect their customer base in order to be inclusive and to be supported by the community. So I think there's a lot of benefits, and I think there's a lot of goodwill. I think the fear has been about knowledge, and that's where we come in.
And that's your job through this pilot program. If it's successful, you look to roll it out across the country?
Absolutely. So we hope that truly, through engaging with us and working with all of the various partners on the ground, important to say we've been working with a lot of local disability organisations, employment organisations, to develop this project, so it has both a national and a local lens. But we hope that by working together that Tralee will really be a beacon for the whole country around ending autism unemployment, and we'll be able to tell a good story that going on this journey, the lives of autistic people, autistic adults in the community were changed, but that also business benefited as well.
Final point on it separately, I know there's a piece of legislation that's working its way through the Dáil at the moment, Adam, and this is the one that's been, it's been in the works for a number of years, since 2017, the Autism Spectrum Disorder Bill. It's gone through second stage in the Dáil. This is something that would enshrine the rights of people with autism, make sure that the supports are there. A charter of rights for people with autism goes back as far as 1996, and this kind of enshrines those rights. Important this gets progressed and finally passed?
Absolutely. Most of the countries surrounding Ireland, including the jurisdiction in Northern Ireland, have autism strategies already, have the rights of autistic people enshrined in law. Unfortunately, Ireland doesn't, and I think it's no surprise as a result that in areas like employment, we're really lagging behind. We shouldn't just see autism as a health issue or a children's issue. We need to have a whole-of-government, whole-of-life plan for how we support autistic people. So we've been very supportive of the regional group with this proposal, and we would like to see it progress onto the statute book.
All right, well, Adam, listen, thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us and outline that for us this morning.
Thank you very much.